I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing good. Leslie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Surviving, thriving.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yep. Some fun changes for the both of us. Much like in life, when one of us does something, the other has to as well.
You know, that's a good point. That is a really good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. But I already talked about how I found the new gig. And Leslie, you have found
An un-gig
with a side helping of a gig you've done before.
Yeah, I decided after 3 years to leave my job. I love my job. Mm-hmm. And I'm just living life. I don't know. I'm calling it like a sabbatical a little bit because people are like, well, you're going to get a full time job, right? And I'm like, no, I actually don't think I am.
Like, let's test it out and see.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, if I need to, I will. But like, mm-hmm. I'm going to try to not get a full time job. So I'm just going to, I don't know, do some things here and there and just keep busy, yeah. Really.
So if people want to keep Leslie busy, please share the podcast with your friends and loved ones, because it would be really great if this could be our job.
Oh, that's perfect. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So if you guys share an Instagram post, a TikTok, whatever you like, if you could repost something, get us to some fun new eyes that want to join the club, because we're ready for this to be something that we make money on.
I love that. I love that manifestation.
Yeah.
So. You know, I'm trying to get into like the moon stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to like understand moon stuff. And so we're going into Aries and it's all about like manifestation. Like, ooh. That's what's been like.
Mm-hmm.
It's all very fitting. It's kind of funny that once you like understand, or once you look into these things, like the day I quit my job, they told me it was going to be like emotional, and it was emotional. And, like, you know, and so it's like all about like, I'm in this massive change, this mm-hmm. as are you, this new era of change. Like, mm-hmm. it's funny that when it all works out and it's like, makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is why like Nikola Tesla was like with the richest man ever. Cause yeah. he
understood
shit in his back pocket. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, like it's giving, I joke about this all the time. I watch videos and documentaries of people who have transitioned to making social media their full-time job. And Leslie mm-hmm. knows how annoyed I get because they leave out the good stuff. Because at one point they say, I'm hustling, I'm working hard. And then one day it just clicks and people find me and I go viral. And I'm like, no, what is the one day? What is the clicking? And
they can't tell you because then everybody's going to go.
But I don't think they know. Like, it just
I see.
Something happens and they're like, oh, people are seeing us. And a lot of what is said too is like people put 100% of their focus in their gig, because if it's the only way that you're gonna, you know, bring the bag home, money. You're gonna work really mm-hmm. hard. So
that makes sense.
So
that makes sense. And it's it takes a lot of work. Like, it's hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it takes time. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I'm just hoping, manifesting, that your part-time sabbatical can give you the time to focus on Astrid the Four Wanderer and selfishly the podcast as well.
No, me too, because that's the stuff that I want. Like, how cool would that be to like be able to pay our bills with the creative things that fill our cups?
I would love that. So much.
That's pretty tits. That's like the dream.
That is the dream. So you guys can help us with this manifestation. It is not something that we have to leave to the gods. It is actually something that you guys can help us with. So please share our podcast, share a post, tell another friend who might like this stuff about us, so we can go to that next level that we're hoping to get.
And help us out, you know, if there's ever episode ideas that you have, if there's things that you want us to talk about or research, like, you know, we want to know. So that helps us too, because if we're talking about things that are trendy or things that you guys want to hear, then other people probably want to hear about it too.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
We're doing so good at getting more comfortable with like promoting ourselves and like giving ourselves pats on the back. I feel like that wasn't a thing that it's still like I feel like I sit in the uncomfy with it a little bit, but I feel like we're doing it like more authentically and like yeah. it's not as uncomfortable feeling as it used to feel to try to like hype myself up to others.
I mean, like, are we at therapy or not? But like, I mean, I've been like trying really hard to not just assume the worst, you know, mm-hmm. and like you said, acknowledge like that we've done a good job and like we're worthy of downloads. Success. I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, like,
yeah,
that's. And so that is it's a skill. It's a muscle that you have to work on.
Yeah,
because I think we as a society are kind of maybe not. I feel like. We as a society are supposed mm-hmm. to like not accept that stuff. We're supposed to be humble, right? Like, mm-hmm. but you can be humble, but I feel
you
like
you can also like toot your own fucking horn and be like, I exactly. work really hard at my side gig.
Exactly.
It's just hard. Yeah.
And that it's good enough and worthy. Yeah. And like you said, acknowledging, yeah, it is just hard. So good for us.
Yep. So therapy hour is over. We are going to okay. talk about, you guys know what to do. Like, follow, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share. And we will see our next 1,000 followers.
Oh, well, look at that. Manifestation. Bam.
Yep. And now the serious topic today, Leslie.
I mean, the segue can be the amount of times that I'm going to be twinkling, putting in that twinkle, you know, the manifestation twinkle. And someone else twinkles and sparkles.
Yes, someone does twinkle and sparkle. So this, I kind of want to think of it as a series that we're going to try.
Okay. Yes, it is a series. It's a saga, would you say, maybe?
Oh my God, that was so good. If they don't know what it is, like, from that? Be me. Yeah, they would be me, and I'd be like, what?
A saga?
So hopefully you guys enjoy this. We watched a movie and we want to talk about it.
We watched a life-changing piece of literature transformed into digital art.
Oh my God.
It was really
beautiful.
Deep
that,
and
that
intense.
Glitters just like he does.
Look at that. My words. It's the skin of a killer. Killer of the woods.
Killer. So Leslie, I feel like you should introduce it because this was an us idea. This started out as we wanted a girls' day to just rot because we had both like quit our jobs mm-hmm. and it was really stressful for both of us. Like we just mm-hmm. wanted a day to sit and rot, garden, and
be happy,
do whatever. And then mm-hmm. We presented this as a girls' day, and then, of course, our marketing brains just couldn't
resist
not share this with our explorers.
They knew it would be too good.
And we attempted something new, and we're going to have to see if it's going to work, but you might want to check our social medias, because if we can get it to work, we've also entered into a digital content space.
A digital art, may you say.
Yes.
Could you say digital art? Yeah. Yeah, hopefully that works. Thank you for reminding me. Maybe that's another thing we got to do this weekend. So
yes, it is.
That's hopefully you guys like that. Hopefully it works. Fingers crossed. But we've set it into existence here today, mm-hmm. so it will happen. So
yep, exactly. So Leslie,
anyway,
this movie defines you. It was with you through the good times and the bad of adolescence.
It really was. It's not the movie, but the story.
The story. It was your comfort movie that you would go to. I admitted that I hadn't seen this movie in over a decade, which you were shocked by.
I really was. It because you were like, it's been like a decade. I was like, it's been like maybe like 10 months since I've seen this movie.
So tell our explorers, what's the movie?
The movie we're talking about tonight is Twilight 1. Twilight. Self-named Twilight. We gardened a little bit. Excuse me, and then watched it together virtually. It was actually kind of smart, though, like, because we were, like, FaceTiming together. So we had, like, live reactions. Mm-hmm. And then we had some, like, a recording of us, like, so you guys also get the live reactions.
Yep. So that's, if it works, we're hoping that we can do a little camera magic and you guys can watch us watch the movie.
Watch us watch the movie. I love that. Well, I want to know, like, what are your thoughts? Because we ended briefly because it was a school night, mm-hmm. and it was pretty late.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you loving it? Did you have a good reaction? What are your final thoughts on movie one?
On movie one, on Twilight, again, haven't seen it in over a decade. What I know for sure, I was in high school when I saw this. I think it's so interesting because, and I did read the books in high school as they came out. It's been, I have not picked those books up since I finished them the first time.
I think I'm going to, though. I'm not going to lie.
I kind of
want to. This is kind of inspiring me.
Yeah, I kind of, well, because you were giving me all these little tidbits about the books and I was like, I don't remember. And I would really like to reread it to just get the vibe, you know, of the
from
books.
The book.
Yeah, exactly. So I think what's interesting, though, and I never expected myself to get maybe a little deep over Twilight.
Oh, I get really deep. I can get really, really deep. Just wait until the end.
So I think what's interesting is this story, you've said in the past, it's stuck with you. It was what you were reading when you were going through a heartbreak.
Heartbreak of your life.
It was,
for sure.
It was what you, like, kind of, it was your life raft during that time. And you really associated with this.
And Juno. Yeah, I, like, lived on those two things.
Yes. We'll put that on the list of movies to watch because I haven't seen that in forever.
It's been a minute.
But what I think is so interesting is, like, how we identified with the story so differently. And I think it's because of your association. Like, when you watch this, it takes you back to your teen years when you were getting through the heartbreak and all of that stuff. Like,
yeah.
So it kind of takes you back. I didn't associate the books or the movie like that, like, deeply into my soul. So now when I watch it as a parent.
And just are terrified?
Not terrified, but I think that Bella and Edward are idiots.
The amount of times you were like, why is she doing that? And what was my answer every time?
They're in love.
Because she loves him, Amber. That's why they're doing that. Because
also,
she loves him.
It's been a hot minute since we watched a movie together. Did you forget how absolutely horrible it is to watch a movie with me? I'm the first to admit I'm such a bad movie watcher.
Did you forget how horrible it is to watch with me?
No, you were fine. I felt like I was asking you a question like every minute. Like,
well, it was also okay. So we did a pretty good job about our movie syncing up.
Yeah.
Because we forgot to add, we had different versions. We were watching completely different versions of the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Amber
had the extended cut.
Yeah, because Amber had to order hers. And naturally, I have my Blu-ray complete saga edition. But it's not. I feel gypped because it's not fucking. It's not. The extended version.
No, what I was, so luckily Leslie knows this movie as deeply
way
as she
too
does because
well.
She could tell when I got to a part that wasn't on movie.
You would like say something and I'd be like, what? Like, that's not in the verbiage. Like, I know this scene. Like, they don't say that.
I have the script.
And so then I would like have to pause it and like try and figure out like where it was in yours. And I'd
well,
like,
and you were really smart because you were like, okay, give me a play by play. And I, when I'm gardening, I'm like,
you
action.
You're like,
let me
less.
Describe everything that I see.
Yeah, you bet.
He's walking. He's looking at her. Like, it was that level.
It was good. No, it was perfect because I knew then I was like, okay, great. And so then I kind of knew when to go. Mm-hmm. I was doing that a little bit. So I was like, I think it'll be much better the next time we're in person.
I want to say that I think the extended cut, like, except for one scene that was weird that I thought was in the movie because I couldn't describe it very well, but then I realized maybe what I was watching was a longer version of that.
Yes, it was.
But every other scene, if it would have made it into the movie, like, whoever edits in Hollywood sucks. Because the things that they cut out of movies are the thing that would that made me like it more.
Like, it just added more to the story.
Like,
it,
I understood deeper what was happening. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was an extended part where it's in the beginning of the movie. And spoilers, but this has been out for a long fucking time.
If you don't know, like, I'm sorry. Like, you should know.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to feel bad for my spoilers. But, there was a part in the beginning where Edward looks like he's going to vomit when he sees her. And so it's like in that time frame. And I kept asking Leslie, like, why is he doing that? Like, why? Like, I don't understand. Like, he looks like he wants to vomit. How does he go from looking like he wants to vomit to like falling in love with this girl? I don't get it.
He does do that in my version, too. But it's because he is like, it looks like he's repulsed, but he wants to like kill her. Because she actually smells so appealing. She has like really good smelling. Like her blood is like really. That's why like James has like. Is like partly why James is obsessed with her too. Because she smells like so good. But sounds like, really weird of me to say.
But like she smells so good. But then he's also like looking like he's about to hurl. I just don't think like. I'm not an actor. I'm not going to question Rob Pat.
Are you about to like, judge Rob Pat's fucking acting techniques?
But like if she smells slow good, why do you look repulsed? I don't
he's no. hiding his little teeth, he's hiding his like fangs, and then he has to
he was like gripping the table looking like he was gonna projectile vomit everywhere.
He was trying to make it so he his like eyes didn't turn black.
Agree to
and like
disagree.
His little
agree to disagree. I think he played it too disgusted, and he should have played it a little bit like we should have caught him like sniffing her or like something, like making it seem like he wanted it, not making it seem like, oh my God, this girl hasn't showered in 3 weeks and I can smell the BO from here.
I mean, he like goes to into her bedroom at night and like asks her all those. You kept saying, why is he asking her all these intimate questions? And it's because he loves her. Like, you kept being like, this is a really intimate question. Like, why is he asking her this? And it was because they love each other, Amber. Like, he was all in. See, like, he knew.
So in the extended version of like this little snippet, they're outside. She's walking to her truck. They're giving her weird faces. And it's like him and the other brothers at the car.
Yeah.
And he's holding on to the top of the car. And he's like squeezing really tight. And he dents the car. Sick. So I and then he look and then Emmett looks at him and, mm-hmm. he's, and he's like, she's not one of us.
Damn.
And you're like
racist.
Yes. But also you're like, oh, something's weird about him. He's not ill. Like he's not about to vomit. Like there's a feeling.
They're an us. Yeah. For sure.
So like that would have been beautiful to keep in. Cause then it's like you know, if you're me, you don't get why he looks like he's about to vomit. But then you see that scene and you're like, oh, like he's either really mad at this chick or he really digs this chick.
But like, don't we all know that he's a vampire? Was that like a big secret like before the movie came out?
So I'm looking at it as someone who hasn't read the book in forever. And I kind of just wanted to go in fresh eyes. This is a movie I have never seen. Because I do Fair not enough. Recall seeing it. So, like, if I'm looking at it that way and not knowing what the book is.
Fair enough.
And, like, I don't know. In my opinion, like, a movie should be just able to stand on its own. Yeah.
Agreed, for sure.
Like, they're just assuming that whoever's watching understands because they read the books. Like, that's lazy. Like, let the movie stand on its own.
No, you're not wrong. And agreeably, I think we can all say that this is the worst of the movies. This movie. I mean, I know you said it's been a while since you've watched, but like it really is the worst.
It's not great. No.
It has a different director. It has like its own.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't look. I don't have that information pulled up, but like there was some like hot goss. We can maybe I can do work in or look up, you know, information on that for next time. But there was some tea about like there was a director that, and that's why this one has like a filter.
Oh my god,
like,
the fucking right? filter drives me absolutely bonkers. I complained about the filter for a very long time.
And the lipstick. You're like, what's on their lips? I was like, I just think it's their lips. I don't know. Like, they're vampires.
I think it was their lips reacting to the filter. It looked like someone ate Flamin' Hot Cheetos and didn't like lick the dust off of their lips. It gross. Was so annoying.
That's pretty gross.
And like, if they're, I get vegetarian vampires, but like, if they are like, I don't know, are they making their lips more red to like show that there's like 100 billion years of drinking blood, so they just like have a lip stain?
No, I really think that was just because of the filter, because
drives me absolutely nuts.
The only thing that I think could, like, their eyes are brown because they don't drink human blood. But like James and Victoria and like Lil Wayne, right? Mm-hmm. Like Laurent, like they their eyes were red because they drink humans. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I think the lips were just part of the filter.
Oh, well, it drove me absolutely. There are some things that, like, for me as a person, I just, like, pull myself out of movies without meaning to. So, like, the filter thing really drove me nuts, and I couldn't let it go.
No, it was funny. Because it's not just you.
Yeah, and then the brown contacts. So, something that I've learned that is a secret skill that I didn't realize most people didn't have, I can tell when people are wearing fake contacts. Like, sometimes. my percentage is like 98% of the time.
Nice.
But mine's, I worked with
mine's
eyes.
Probably like 60. Yeah.
Yeah. I've sure. worked with eyes, so I know what to look for right. to see that they're fake. So any movie, any show that I'm watching, if I see that there are fake contacts, I can't not see it. And then that like sends me in a brain spiral. And one time I was watching something with my mom and I was like, oh my God, her fake contacts are so obvious. And my mom was like, what?
I think you're going to struggle throughout the rest of the movies. Just great. Keep that in mind. There are a lot of contacts involved.
It's fine. I mean, it's been my life. But so that was like the filter and the contacts. I was just like, they're acting. They're actors. This isn't real. It didn't pull me in. It didn't make me forget that they were actors. And I like that in a movie.
Oh, yeah. This one will not make you do it. No, absolutely not.
I absolutely was aware I was watching these people act.
I think that's it's what we love so much about it. Like, if you're if you're in it, like, you're really, really in it. Like, I know it's a bad movie, especially this one. This one is a bad movie.
So it's like camp. Like, it's so cringe.
What's that, camp?
Like
going to camp?
No.
Oh. I didn't do that either. I lived a sheltered life.
Hold on. I have to, like, it's like one of these terms that is not mine to have as a straight white person. but it's on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, okay.
So camp. I was like,
what are you talking about? I understand now.
Definition slang. Just to like give it AI overview. The slang term camp is used to describe something that is over the top, eccentric, and unexpected. It can also refer to a style of personal or creative expression that's absurdly exaggerated and often combines elements of high and popular culture. For example, you might describe a movie as camp if it's outrageous in concept and wild in its execution. So, like, to me, it's so bad that it's camp. Like, it's so over the top that it's campy.
Thanks for coming to our definition corner, our dictionary corner. We'll workshop that one, but yeah. Okay, so yeah, so yes, that is exactly it. It's camp.
Yeah, it's very campy. It's like so bad that it's like good.
If you like it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, just know that it only goes up from here.
Well, that's great.
So, right, like it's not going to decline in acting, in quality, because, you know, at some point, Rob Pat and Kristen start to like date, so the chemistry gets a little bit better.
Oh.
Like, spoiler alert, she's a lesbian, so yeah. I mean, like, you know, we all know that that's probably why there wasn't a ton of you know, chemistry, but it does get better. It really does.
Okay, well, I'm down with it. Like I said, I was pulling out of it, and I was very aware that I was watching people act, but it was still like good.
That's good. Yeah, I loved it.
Like, I still had a good time watching it. So I don't think I would have watched it without like our plans to just have a rot day, though. Like, I don't know if I would have ever rewatched it. But now I'm like, I should reread the books.
I am starting to get the itch. But I would be lying if I didn't say like once every now and then I'm like, I think I'm going to have a Twilight marathon.
Yeah.
Just every now and then.
See, and it's just never been on my radar. Like, I think I've watched each movie once except for the last one. I'm pretty sure I watched that like two times just because the ending, I was shocked.
It's good.
Yeah. So, but this one was fine. You kind of forget how many famous people are in this movie.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Let's talk about the cast. Yeah. Great segue. So who blew you away? Who shocked you? I'm going to look at the IMDb.
I think that, the one that plays Edward's not mom.
Renesmee? Or no, sorry. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Sorry, I gardened.
Esme?
Yes.
Esme. So she was on a pretty big arc in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, so, really? I didn't watch that. Okay.
Totally forgot about her. And she's in other things, but that's like the main thing that I remember.
She's so far down on the cast list. Like, what the fuck?
It was a pretty small part for her, I feel. But maybe I'm wrong. I've only remembered
as Esme,
the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, she's not in this one as much, for sure.
Yeah. And then so out of the two friends, I know Anna Kendrick is like the big one where even mm-hmm. I have videos that I looked up where even she doesn't act like she was in Twilight.
Oh, nice.
Like, she's like, what's Twilight?
Oh, geez. It's so good. Why didn't she do that? Okay.
But the other friend, isn't that like Vanessa Hudgens or something?
No.
The one with the glasses. Oh, she looks just like her.
Angela? No, her name is Christian Serratos.
Oh. Well, I wonder if she was in something else that I recognize then.
I got their IMDb up. She was in The Walking Dead. She was in Selena, the series. She was in American Horror Story.
Oh, so then that's probably, because I watched quite a bit of American Horror Story.
She was in Seventh Heaven. She was in Zoe 101. Oh, there it is. In one episode, though, as a girl.
Because I'm like a face recognizer. I don't know names, but I can remember a face.
So, yeah. So that's her. The other one that stuck out to me was the guy who played James, the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I can figure out where he's from. He just looks so familiar to me. But even looking at these like other, I feel like I just watched, it must have been with Robbie. All these movies look like Robbie movies.
He was in
Burlesque. That's what it is.
He was the hot short haired guy in Burlesque.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cray cray.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nope. That was the movie that I remember him from. And Burlesque is one of my favorite movies. So you give me Cher singing in a tight bodysuit and I'm happy.
Maybe we'll do a movie date on that, because I've only watched that like once or twice, not gonna lie.
Had the album downloaded on my phone. I love that. Yeah.
I love that. Who else you got? You got, like, you know, obviously Rob Pat, the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, it's funny, I remember when they like announced the cast, mm-hmm. I was like upset that they chose him.
Oh, really? Did you not think he was hot enough?
No, I did not think he was. I didn't think he was attractive. I didn't think he was attractive until like maybe 3 years ago. Then he really started to like wear on me.
Yeah, he's just in the sick boy, like.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And I just haven't.
Edward died.
Yeah, I just haven't seen Edward in his like original garb. I think that'll do something for me. But right now he's dressing like a teenager from the like mid 2000s.
We're not going to see him in his original garb much.
Well, that's bull. That's like the whole point about the sick boys.
But I did order today. I just ordered this book that Stephanie Myers wrote. That's like, it's like the illustration of Twilight.
Oh.
I don't know. And so it's going to go in like great detail about like everybody's background. And like, I think there's drawings and stuff of like what Stephanie originally pictured. So
ooh, for round cool.
two. Yeah. I ordered it on Amazon. So
I like that.
But that's one of my fun facts. Stephanie Meyer wanted Henry Cavill, who is hot as fuck. The Witcher. I mean, Henry Cavill is gorgeous, but I think he's way too buff to play.
Oh, Superman. Yeah. Yes. He plays Superman.
So that's who she wanted. She didn't want Rob Pat. And then they chose Kristen Stewart first, and she had the best chemistry with him.
And well, so and like, could you imagine Kristen Stewart and this guy like standing next to each other?
No, that's what I mean. I think Henry Cavill's way too beefy.
Yeah, he's too. Yeah, he's perfect for Superman.
In Witcher, like, he's perfect for what, right? The big American hunk, but like,
yeah,
we needed a sickly little fucking 1800s. Like,
Honestly, he would have been like a good Jacob, too. Like, I know they went with like a more indigenous background, which I appreciate, but like, that's the, like, that would have been the fit that you expect Jacob to have after he like is a werewolf.
Well, one of my other fun facts I saw, which it's more for the next movie, but he almost was like recasted because they didn't think he was going to bulk up Taylor.
Oh, really?
He, like, needed to.
Yeah, well, he's very...
He was like, hold my beer, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, he bulked up.
Yeah, and he's stayed that way, like, his whole career. I love Taylor. I know. I just think it's so interesting that, and I told you this already, but he dated Taylor Swift, so it was Taylor and Taylor, and now he's married to someone named Taylor.
I know, I love that.
So it was intentional. Like, he was yes, I want to marry someone named Taylor.
He wanted this experience. I love that for him, honestly. Yeah. I really, really do. He's hilarious. It just totally
trips me out.
It just is amazing to me.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so she goes by Tay in their house. That's what I did see.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Yeah.
She's Tay and he's Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so funny.
All I really looked up, again, with my noticing the contacts and noticing everything, is I wanted to know how they did like these stunts.
Oh yeah, because they're pretty, some of them are kind of cheesy.
Oh my gosh, like, and I don't think I'll be able to unsee it. So like, one of the ones I saw that I think was for this movie is Esme and Emmett are like running at some point, and like they showed what was behind that, and they're running, so they have a like walking pad attached to something that someone is pulling. So someone is pulling them, and then they're also walking on the walking pad. So they're like going faster than what like the background is, because the walking pad is going faster than the person pulling them. I saved the video. I don't know if I'm really great at describing this right now, but no, when you see it, you'll get it.
No, I just feel like they should have just gotten like the things from the airport.
Yeah. Those, and then like, just had like the background on like a pole that they could have pulled.
Yeah. It seems like way
harder.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So there was that.
That's that's awkward. Did it look awkward? It sounds awkward.
So weird, because like, so Emmett kind of did a good job of like going like fast. Like he moved his arms fast, and the woman who acted for Esme, like she looks like she's running like
she's just like in slow mo.
So I don't know if maybe it's one of those like close ups where they just see their face like looking like it's unbothered as everything runs past them. But she just looked more clunky.
Do you feel like that's like a character thing? Like, because Emmett's like a frat boy, like a sports bro. So he's going to be like running. Because I know once Kristen turns, Bella turns, she like also runs like really like gracefully and like slowly.
Yeah.
Maybe. So do you think it's like a character thing?
Or like maybe a gender thing? Because I know Rob Pratt also runs kind of like fast. Right. So I wonder if it's a gender thing. They're trying to show that the men are like beefy. Faster.
Maybe.
Yeah. Stronger. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. It just looked awkward. Taylor.
Yeah, it sounds awkward.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner in a gray suit. This one comes in a later movie.
Yeah.
But in a gray suit, rubbing his head.
I know. I'm so excited.
Kristen Bell looks so awkward when he's not a wolf.
not Kristen Bell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kristen Stewart.
That's okay. But it's Bella Swan.
That's what it is. So, I just found little background things. There's a lot of wiring. I am impressed. Like, honestly, you don't see it. Like,
for sure. They do a good job.
They
with
do
that
a good
CGI.
Job of hiding that stuff. So, yeah,
I think they thought it was going to be like really good. So they spent a lot of money on it, you know, and then this one was like, so not good.
No. But with the hype from the books, it probably still did pretty well in the box office.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because we're here, we are still talking about it. How many years later?
Well, and I feel like there's the trifecta for me. And it was like Harry Potter, you know, those types of CGI movies,
mm-hmm.
Twilight, and then like Lord of the Rings. Like those are kind of the, like they're all different levels, obviously. But like I mm-hmm. feel like Twilight's like bottom budget of what Hollywood can make. Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings, like depending on what you look at, like I feel like Harry Potter's like the mid and Lord of the Rings is like top tier.
Which is funny because you have like three different genres of like children's, because mm-hmm. Harry Potter started off as a children's book,
mm-hmm.
and then you have like a young adult, and then you have like an adult, you know, fiction, like fantasy. So yeah. That's just, it's, but you're right. Like they are very different classes of like
what
CGI
money can buy. Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it's just interesting to me, like, cause even though we're sitting here, like talking about this and like really like getting to the nitty gritty, like it's still a very good movie with a lot of effects that were mm-hmm. probably new in its time.
Definitely.
Like, and the creativity is still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like clearly these actors cared about these movies. It's not like, I mean, based on what I was seeing just with videos of like interviews and stuff, like they seem embarrassed of it maybe a little bit more now. But back in the day, like they still cared. They still wanted to make
absolutely.
Sure they're doing a good job.
Well, I think they knew that they were going to finish it. Like there was no question that they weren't going to finish the series. So it just was like, we're going to do the best we can with like what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I really feel like Edward gets more of like a personality and it like it really starts to show. He's not such a fucking like, I don't know. They just,
I'm excited.
They get better. They really do get better.
I'm excited because if you say we can only go up from here, like this one, I feel like I was just watching and kind of like making fun of.
For sure.
And like lusting in a over nice Charlie. Way. Yeah, in a nice way.
And you were what?
Lusting over Charlie.
I was going to say, we're obviously not going to not talk about that. We have to talk about that. You were like dying over that fucking mustache man. And you were like, you don't see it. And I was like, I mean, he's a nice guy. Like,
see, and I feel like that's the difference too. Like you're totally team Edward. But again, you like identify with like the, like what the story did for you when you were like a teenager. If I was a teenager, I would go for like a Jacob or an Edward. But watching it as an adult, I'm like, God, Charlie's such a good dad.
No, but he's not, though. He's like a fucking moron.
He is not.
What? She like goes to Italy and he's like, where'd you go, Bills?
Well,
like,
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay.
in the first one, he's a good dad. I loved the little subtle, like, you know, they're really awkward with each other in the beginning. They don't know how to like talk to each other. And then she goes to the police station eventually, like halfway through the movie, and she like rests her head on his shoulder and they're like less awkward. And like,
mm-hmm.
And then when she breaks his heart and stomps all over it.
I know. You were upset.
I was so upset.
You were. And I just was like, fuck you, dad. Like as a, you know, as someone, and I think that's just it. Like I'm sometimes uncomfortable, just like total real talk here. Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm real uncomfortable when I see stuff like that. So mm-hmm. maybe that's why I'm like, I mean, like I said, he's nice, but like he really is clueless.
So
he gets worse.
Well, that's okay.
He's so handsome. Oh my
he's
God.
He's so handsome. And like,
I can't wait until when they get married and he's in a tux, you're going to fucking flip.
Well, and then we have a conversation about my like love for dark black mustaches. Cause I've got like Tom mm-hmm. Selleck on the brain and Burt Reynolds. And I'm just like, they're so handsome. So,
yeah, we have definitely have different types, and that's quite all right. Nothing wrong with that.
Is there something about a dad stash? But it's funny. I hate when my husband has a mustache.
So it's like the illusion.
It's the dark you hair.
Like, you like the idea of it.
Yeah. And then I don't have to like be around it.
Because it's, you know, it's hairy.
Maintenance.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. I really liked watching the Bella Charlie like relationship dynamic get softer. And then like she just beat him up with her words and he was devastated.
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely sad.
Yeah.
But
Leslie's like, I've heard this twice.
I mean, she came back. No, I just like, eh. Like I, you know, I feel like you're gonna be more sad for him more times than just this. So just prepare your little heart.
I don't know if I can handle that.
Oh, good golly.
Like, I don't care the Bella, Edward, Jacob triangle. Like, I just want Charlie to hang out with his daughter and feel loved and like,
okay,
feels like he's taking care of her.
Spoiler alert, he doesn't really hang out with his daughter very much, but he does feel loved. So
he tries. Does that make you he tries.
He does feel loved. Does okay. that make you feel good?
Mm, we'll find out.
He'll be loved till the very end.
Okay. Till the end? Does he die?
Till the very end.
Okay. Well, now I'm concerned about how you left that.
Don't be concerned. Anyway, we'll just go through my other fun facts.
Yeah.
Just there, I feel like they have to make be mentioned. Her prom dress was only $20.
Damn. It looked like it was $20.
So I was going to say, it looked like it fit the budget.
Yeah.
I just thought that was hilarious. You noticed the context. Did you notice that she was wearing a wig?
I noticed that Esme looked like she was wearing a wig.
Oh, I didn't see if she was. Mm-hmm. Rosalie was. Rosalie wears a wig.
Like the whole time, yeah. Because I did see a video of her, and they would show a picture, and she'd be like, "Yep, I was in a wig. Yep, I was in a wig." And I think Esme had season one; she was in a wig.
In movie one, that's what you think?
Oh yeah, sorry, movie one. Yeah,
that's okay. Season one, movie one. Same tomato, thing. Tomato.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
I went to the garden today.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
You would definitely have to garden for this one. MTV originally was going to do the movie, and it ended with like a fucking boat accident, like a jet ski like chase. And like, rather than James being after her, like the FBI was like after Bella.
Like E.T., but vampires?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's good that MTV got shut down.
Well, could you imagine, like, do you remember watching Teen Wolf? Like, it wasn't good.
Like, no, when, I'd never watched Teen Wolf.
Well, the trans, it was about a teenager who was a werewolf, but the transformation from boy to wolf was not good.
Oh, really?
No, and that came out after Twilight. Oh.
Was that like Vampire Diary status?
Worse.
Or worse. Oh, yikes.
Yeah, like I felt like it was like, he, you know, he did this transformation and they just like glued hair and like prosthetics onto his face.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, that's bad.
So like American Werewolf in London status.
Ooh, yeah. That is bad. I never watched that. I wasn't allowed to watch MTV.
Oh, yeah. So okay, so MTV was gonna ruin the movie, so good thing that didn't happen.
Thank God. Let's see here. Jackson Rathbone, who was Battlescars, you know, Jackson in the movie, he was supposed to be Edward.
Who does he play?
Jackson, Alice's boyfriend, who you're like, why does he always look like he's in pain?
Oh, his name's Jackson?
Isn't that his name? I got him so much. Hold on. Isn't that his name? Batterscars.
It's not Jackson. Is it Jackson? That doesn't sound very vampire-y.
Jasper.
Jasper. Okay. That sounds more vampire-y.
Jasper. Sorry, I'm a fake fan, guys. Anyway, he was supposed to be Edward, so that's interesting.
I mean, it could work. They both have like moppy heads and they look ill.
Batterscars.
Well, he wouldn't talk that much.
Please? Yeah, he plays the best little cowboy, so he's good.
He's a cowboy?
Yeah, when we find out his backstory.
That's what I'm really interested in.
Yeah, once I get that book. So it'll be here by the time I think we watch the next movie.
Oh, yay. So then you can educate me.
Yeah, I'm excited. All of us. Well, I'll educate all of us.
Yes, yes, please.
And then my last fun fact that I just have to put. Mm-hmm. They apparently had like a whole list of like, so when Rob Pat has her on her back and he's like, mm-hmm. hold on tight, spider monkey, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently they had like a long list of like things he could have picked and he chose the spider monkey one. That was like his like little personal touch.
I feel like that's a fumble.
Are you kidding me? That's not a fumble. It's a fumble. That was the best choice ever. That's iconic.
I would also like to point out I used football words and you just blew right past that. Like that wasn't a big deal that I used it in the correct context.
but it wasn't a fumble. It's like an iconic moment in our pop culture. Spider monkey.
It just makes me think of like Spider Pig and then Homer's like singing in my head.
Which also I can't hear Spider Pig without thinking of your dad. So
when he used to put the cat on the ceiling, yes. and make her walk while he sang that song.
Yes.
Oh my God. I forgot about
that. Was like, I literally can't hear that song without thinking of your dad.
And us as teenagers just like watching him like fucking weirdo.
Spider Pig. Yeah, exactly.
Luckily we had a really chill cat. She actually didn't mind being on the ceiling.
She was a good girl. Yeah. She was the best girl.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, I wouldn't want my nickname to be Spider Monkey. So like I get it. Cause like that's how the babies hold on to the mamas. But mm-hmm. like
I just think it's so funny. See, and the fact that he picked it's even better.
I would have wanted something like totally like, hold on, little raccoon. Like something that just totally
hold on,
weird.
My little baby.
Yeah.
No, it had to be something iconic like Spider Monkey.
So, okay, you're talking about iconic terms. So like that stupid Loco one. Where you been, Loca? Is that also like one of your iconic terms that like it's cringy, but we've just decided we like it?
I mean, it's pretty funny. That one's like pretty overused.
Okay, so Spider Monkey's a little less.
And that's not even like my favorite iconic. It is, that is for sure cringy as fuck. But it's just hilarious that he picked that. Like he intentionally was like, I'm gonna say this line. That's fucking hilarious to me. Like, is the whole movie just like a meme?
Them like, getting like a list of lines and being like, we found that these will do good on the internet.
Like, right, and he was like, this sounds funny. Let's say this one. Like. Yeah. Is that just how the whole movie unfolded? Like,
well, and another one that I watched that's kind of like the same level of like cringe is like when Jacob imprints, because I am mm-hmm. fresh with some of these because I saw some TikToks, and like Bella's yelling at him and then she says something about like your
my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she says something about your stupid wolfie, and I was like, why did we have to use the word wolfie? Like that pulls... It pulls me out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did that. That part's kind of creepy. I was honestly, I always really, really liked Jacob. And then like that he happened. Had a thing with like a kid and I was like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to decide. One of the things we're going to decide at the end of watching, because we're going to watch a Twilight movie a month and do this for you guys. And so I think at the end, we already know what team Leslie's on, but I think I will pick a team.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go rogue already.
Well, like, and we'll talk about it because like it was a really internal struggle for me as a child when I was reading that.
Yeah.
To choose Team Edward. Like it was a massive struggle for me.
So maybe I should also listen to the audiobooks.
And no, then it might be really awkward.
That's okay. Because then what I'm thinking is, so like if I listen to an audiobook like as we're leading up to the movie or like now after, maybe I can decide what team I am, movies versus books, because I feel like I'm missing a lot of information that's in the books, and like maybe that would sway me.
I definitely feel like I need to reread it. Like I'm just curious if I just like know all this shit because of the last, you know, how many years of my life. like dedicated to the series. Yeah. Like, so yeah, but I definitely want to reread. Well, and then I think that's a good idea. Then you decide, like, movie, whose team are you on? And then book, whose team are you on?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm missing a lot of information just about the characters. Because, again, these books were, or these movies were directed as if someone had already read the book.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, I don't know the inside scoop. So, but yeah, good first movie. I'm really excited for this little mini series or whatever we want to call it. I have ideas for what movies for you to watch, and they're mostly just like classics that you have admitted to never seeing.
Perfect.
So
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Do you have any other fun facts for us?
That's so funny you ask. I do. How did you know? Because I was like, I'm gonna end this like with just like rapid fire, just important fun facts that I love think it. We need to know.
Let's rapid fire.
Do you know how she came up with the idea of Twilight?
No.
So she had a dream of the meadow scene when they're laying there and he's like glittering, and that she had a dream of that and like woke up and wrote basically
it just backwards. Spewed out of her.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Right. So that was how she wrote that.
See, okay. Now I wonder. I don't remember my dreams. How many novels have I forgotten because I don't remember my dreams?
Well, and it gets kind of cringy because Bella is basically like a very like exaggerated version of herself, like like appearance wise. So like at some point it's very much giving like, I want this to happen to me.
Oh,
like it's pretty much a toxic relationship. And even Rob Pat has admitted like Edward and Bella were not like very healthy.
Mm hmm.
But that's like, it's kind of weird that
he was in her room. Like, they started out being like, I'm disgusted, but like both of them were stalking each other without knowing the other one was doing it.
Yeah, they both definitely stalked each other. Because that's it. You were like, why? Like, you were all creeped out, but then you realized the stalking was mutual. Like, she was also obsessed with him.
Once I realized it was mutual, it was a little less gross, but like, it's still like stalking, you know? And we talked about like, in rom-coms, you said like your favorite, one of your favorites is like the, what was it? Enemies to lovers. Is that like what you enjoy? See, and I am a rom-com watcher who likes the two people who are friends who don't realize that they like each other.
Yeah. I like the drama. I like the spice.
I like the like subtle where you're just like,
open your I feel like eyes. I already have that. Something.
Oh, see, I love that.
I already
that.
Have, like, cutesy rainbows.
You need a little bit of weird.
I need someone to, like, you know, threaten to, like, punch me in the face every now and then.
I do not need that.
Next fun fact. Rob Pat is really playing the piano when he's playing Bella's Lullaby. And there was a rumor that he wrote that song, but that's not true.
Oh.
But there are two of his songs that he wrote and sings that play in the movie.
What?
Including the prom scene. Yeah.
Oh, he did one of those?
Yeah, and that was Kristen Stewart's idea to use that.
Aw.
I know. Cute. Just so sweet.
I do like that.
Stephanie Myers was in the movie. She was in the diner scene. She just like made a little cameo.
Oh, cute. It's like a Stan Lee.
Yes, exactly. And then my last fun fact is that when Rosalie like breaks the glass, when she's like, thanks, you ruined everything.
Yeah,
when they like make Italian, she actually cut her hand like in real life and was like bleeding.
Oh my God. She seems pretty intense.
She is, yeah. But she's got like her backstory is definitely one of the saddest, but I like her backstory. Mm-hmm. If you can like a sad story.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. That's what I think I'm most excited for is like the how and the why of it all. Like how this family became what they are.
Well, and I don't think we ever learn it in the books, but in that book that I ordered today in this like illustration, I think that we find out Alice's backstory because I've read it on the internet what it is. But I don't remember ever reading that in the book. So
I remember seeing something about a psych ward. That's like all I know.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
So hopefully you guys like this. I definitely would recommend checking out Twilight if you haven't seen it in a while.
Yes.
Whether it's to enjoy it or hate watch, I think you'll have a good time no matter what.
Either way, agreed.
Yeah, like
The music is good.
the music is good. Yeah.
A bunch of bangers.
If you want to get transported back to when you were a teenager and everything seemed more intense than it actually was, this is a great movie to put you back in that headspace.
Yeah, everything is so intense for sure.
Yeah. Like the drama. And now as like a mom
You're like,
who
oh,
has my
honey.
routine, I'm like, I'm good.
You're like, oh, honey, it's okay. You'll get over it. Oh, honey.
The
Yeah.
next when you meet Ted, you're gonna really enjoy Ted. Your next boyfriend, you're gonna be telling him about all the weird shit that Edward and you would do, and he would just be like, wow, you
Was weird.
survived harassment and stalking, and here you are to tell the
I'm so proud of you. Exactly. Spoiler alert, that never happens.
It does not, but that's what I think happens when she goes to
In your
college.
head? Oh, that's a lovely
In
story.
an alternate universe where she goes to college instead of birth a baby vampire.
Well, and we should read, because she also wrote his, like, Edward's version of the books
Okay,
too.
so I think that's interesting because you know what I keep doing, and I think I read somewhere, so maybe my brain's like remembers it. I keep comparing this to 50 Shades, and their stories are nowhere near alike by any means, but like she did the same thing where she wrote from Christian's point of view.
Later down the line she did, yeah.
And I do remember reading something that like Twilight inspired her, whether it was Stephanie Meyer's inspired her to start writing, or if Twilight, like the story, inspired her to be like, well, what if we just threw some BDSM on it?
Did you read 50 Shades? Yeah, so did I. I love that series as well.
I haven't
I
seen any of those
shamelessly love
movies.
that.
I haven't seen any of those movies or read those books in, again, decades.
Well, don't worry, your girl's got the Blu-ray edition of the
Well,
series as well,
I'm not
so
going to trust that that's the best edition anymore.
I do have the extended cut. we got them on Black Friday, but so that's when we always used to get our Blu-ray like sagas.
Okay.
Was on Black Friday.
Well
Anyway,
then,
we can do that next
we'll
round.
do our movie reviews.
The list just keeps growing.
We'll just sprinkle them in from time to time. We're definitely going to do the entire Twilight series. So no pausing and
Yes.
waiting. Like
No.
every time we do one of these episodes, it will be another Twilight movie. So
Lucky you guys. Honestly, I'm very excited. Lucky us. I feel like we get the best deal.
I'm having a great time. Like including if we can get this recording to work, like
10 out of 10.
I'm having a good time. So, and our goal, we did it separately just because of illness, but our goal is to do it in person. So hopefully next movie we'll be in the same space physically.
You heard it here first. So,
Right.
well done. Great job.
Great job.
Thanks. Thanks for humoring me in this
I'm having a great time.
obsession. Oh, good. I'm glad. So, on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Very good. Very good.